Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, tagcastpodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, tagcastpodcast.com.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Bye.
Hello and welcome to the TagCast Podcast. We're 18. I'm Terry Guile. This is my partner.
I'm Gatch, and I like it.
I like it. Hey, that's kind of like something else we talked about earlier. I'm not going to allude to what it is. It's a mystery for the fans. Yeah. Little Alice Cooper to get us started. Happy hump day, you guys. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. It's been thunderstorming lately. That is nuts.
I know. It was like sunny, and then it was like cloudy, and then it was thundery. I heard there was a big thunderstorm yesterday morning, but I must have slept through it. I saw some Facebook posts saying that people were scared of the thunder.
Scared?
Mostly girls. It was girls. Girls are scared.
I woke up, but that's all that happened.
So, yeah, welcome here, you guys. Thanks for tuning in again to another Wednesday show.
Howdy, pilgrims.
Yeah, partners.
You know, John Wayne knew more pilgrims than anybody.
Really? I think everybody he knew was the pilgrim.
It was. I mean, pilgrim was the dude of its day.
I'm glad I never met him.
It was like, pilgrim, let's go smoke a bowl, pilgrim.
Let me tell you something there, pilgrim. But you got to remember that back in the day, dude was a thing, too. But it wasn't used like, hey, pilgrim, or hey, dude. It was used as, like, the dude ranch.
Uh-huh.
Was that a cowboy dude
and
that worked around?
And now we have pilgrim ranches.
They were like a cowhand. Hey, did you hear the recent loss of rock royalty?
Uh-uh.
John Lord from Deep Purple.
Oh, I heard about that,
keyboardist
actually.
Passed away. You know, he was responsible for writing songs like Smoke on the Water.
Really? He wrote the lyrics or
no,
the song?
He wrote part of that. He was just credited. I'm sure it was just he wrote the keyboard parts.
Uh-huh.
He might have wrote.
He wrote the melody and the progressions.
He wrote that whole album.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. He's dead. I just want him to feel good.
Huh.
If he's listening,
I
up
never
in podcast
really.
Heaven.
I mean, obviously, I know the song "Smoke on the Water," and everybody's like,
"Highway always, Star."
Oh, Highway Star. Yeah, that's a great song.
Space Truckin'. I mean, yeah, Space Truckin'.
I don't know if I know that one off the top of my head. I know I've heard it. I know it's classic rock.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I like their sound and stuff, you know.
But he was a founder of the band with Ian Paice on drums, and Ritchie Blackmore came in soon after. And, of course, everybody knows Dio came along and played with them. No, wait, I'm thinking of Rainbow. That was after
Ritchie Blackmore was with the Rainbow.
I'm fucking wasted, dude.
We spoke about the seventh star from Black Sabbath, and it wasn't Tony Iommi's Black Sabbath. It was Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath.
It was Black Sabbath featuring Tony Iommi. That's what it said on the front.
Whoa.
And then it had a picture of him.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
That was, you know.
Featuring.
Featuring Tony Iommi. Like
he wasn't in the band before.
Yeah, like he had just come on board just for this one album.
You know what I think? That has to be label shit.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Or just agents. I mean, well, Bill Ward and Geezer Butler, they were still playing there, right?
I believe so, yeah. That was always them. Well, no, Carmen Appice took over. Well, he came with Dio, kind of.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they didn't come together like the Beatles. Yeah. They came into the band at the same time. Bill Ward was out of the band for a while, like on Mob Rules. No, wait, now Dio came in. Let me get my shit straight. Dio came in on Heaven and Hell. Bill Ward was still there. Then Mob Rules came out, and they had Carmen Appice, and I think they had him for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not positive, because I lost Sabbath for a while, because they started sucking. I just my opinion.
Yeah, Seven Star and was not one of the most popular albums.
Right, and I don't know what it was.
I had downloaded it, because I had the Zune Pass, where you could download almost anything, except for Metallica. You couldn't download that.
Yeah, because you'd have to pay.
And then you couldn't download Aussie-based Black Sabbath or Aussie.
Huh.
But you could get Gigi Allin's country album on there, which is
sweet.
Awesome.
Hey, we talked about Gigi Allin, and before we get into it at the country fair, we'll talk about that in a few minutes after we get to some business. But my old buddy who's like 60-something, our crew leader, he didn't really know who Gigi Allin was, but I told him, yeah, he was this crazy punk rocker dude that used to like shit on stage and then he'd eat it and like throw it at the crowd.
Yeah.
I go, but he's dead now. And he goes, so he ate shit and died, huh? Yeah, good one, Jimmy. So Gigi Allin is the first person that officially ate shit and died. And he might have even had a tattoo that said that too, because he had some he had some of the most generic goofy tattoos that just look like a third grader drew it on him, like
Little
scum fuck.
Guy young.
Yeah.
I think he did have third graders do it. He did the free art class.
And he did live fast and he died young and he ate shit and died.
Mm-hmm. And his brother sucked on his wing wang while he was in his coffin.
Wow. And I saw him throw up a hot dog while he was getting pissed. He was getting pissed in his mouth for his birthday party because he just wanted a stripper to piss in his mouth. And he was lying on his back on the floor while she was over him pissing. And then he was kind of like throwing up in his mouth, but it was just kind of going up and then coming back. And it was awesome. Hope you listeners can enjoy the visual on that one.
Yeah.
Check it out on Gigi Allin's video. I think it's called Hated.
Yeah.
Gigi Allin. He was hated.
I remember watching that over at Pat's house.
Yeah.
And
Pat Wambacher.
Yeah. And we were watching it. And one of our friends that was there, who it was his brother's tape. And we had accidentally, somebody had pressed record on there.
Oh!
And we recorded an Oil of Olay commercial right in the middle of Gigi Allin video.
I bet that dude's brother was pissed.
I don't know. I saw
he should have had the tab busted out.
I just saw that guy, that dude's brother's picture in the criminal.
Oh,
the
guy who owned the Gigi Allin tape? Well, he probably doesn't care now then.
Yeah, yeah. They had the best of in that magazine. It was the best of Gramps and Grannies, the best sad sacks, and they even had best hottie.
Wow.
Best hottie in the mugshots.
Who was
Did you make the cut, it said.
Well, I've seen a hottie on the Linn County inmate site, and she's in there for murder. She looks so
Did
sweet.
Did she make the cut?
She looks
made
like,
the cut.
She looks like a MILF. And she's like 44. She's nice. She's got a good smile on her face.
That's what the neighbors always say.
She looked nice, I should say. I don't know her. She killed somebody, so whatever. But hey, before we get any farther, let's let me sleep on it. No. How about that Dixie Creek Saloon?
Yeah, that Dixie Creek Saloon. It's a
sponsor.
It's a great time.
We
it's
love
between
them.
Eugene and Portland, right on Highway 99. You know the address, right?
32994 Highway 99 East in Tangent, just 5 miles south of Albany.
Yeah, you can't miss it. They got the big breakfast, lunch, and dinner signs. That means they make breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
5 days a week. They're open at 7 a.m. Go in there and get some eggs.
Tuesday night, you can go in there for singer-songwriter night with Chris.
Hey, every time I've been there, like I stopped last week to pick up our sponsorship money, and boy, that place was hopping.
Yeah.
It was weird. There was a ton of cars outside, and I walked in, and the whole place was empty except for Dean.
Like, oh, really?
Everyone was out back, out on the outside stage, enjoying a nice little outdoor awesome. Show. Yeah, and there was like four or five performers that had played, and they were just leaving, and it was 10 o'clock, and they weren't near shutting down. So
wow, that's awesome.
Normal shutdowns time's 10 o'clock, but if you guys go out and have some fun out there, you can make them stay open later. Yeah. And they've got live bands like every Saturday, unless I'm throwing a comedy show, but that ain't going to happen for a couple
months. And minors are allowed every day until 7 p.m. with a Guardian or Crimson Guardian.
Yeah, you bring them in. They can get some food.
Yeah.
Listen to the jukebox.
Go hang outside.
They can play some horseshoes. Yeah. The only thing they can't do is play pool or video poker.
Yeah.
So if you want your kids gambling, that's a bummer. Friday night's ladies' night. Friday night's ladies' night. Dollar well drinks with vagina.
Yep. Bring a boatload of women.
Yep.
You know, you don't drive the boat because you're going to scratch up the paint on the concrete. But
yep. So go check them out. They're the Dixie Creek Saloon. And check out Jake and Kalen's band. They're called Cascade Rye.
Yeah.
They've been playing in Central Oregon, the coast.
They've been playing everywhere
Willamette
lately.
Valley.
They've been played out back in at the Dixie at a surprise secret show on this last weekend or something.
Oh, shit. It must have been such a surprise I missed it.
Yeah, it was announced the day of.
They're good at keeping secrets out there. So what happens at the Dixie stays at the Dixie.
Yep.
And if you're ever out there at a show, like on a Saturday night, and you see some dude standing in the front filming, I bet we know who that is.
Yep, that is superfan Jared Nelson.
Another sponsor of the show. And that makes us feel good that people actually want to give us money to
awesome.
Keep the show going. Like,
we appreciate it,
Jared. The superfan. Yep. Jared Nelson, check him out. I think you have a link to him on your...
Yeah, it's sickdaddy.com/superfan, and that'll take you right to his videos. And he takes videos and he posts them up immediately of all the bands that come through the Dixie and Albany and Corvallis area. He gets down to Eugene for some shows.
And if he hasn't broke 200 yet, he's like 195. There's like almost 200 videos of local bands like Norska and Witch Mountain and Sons of Confusion and Griefhammer and Blood Cobra and just you can't you've heard of them around here. Arkweld, he's probably filmed them.
And he's willing to chip in gas cabbage.
He's even
gas
got,
cabbage. You know, if he needs a ride to a show, and
that's the opposite of cabbage gas.
He'll help you out with some gas if you help him get a ride to a show.
He even has a video of Joan Jett rocking live in Albany, Oregon.
What?
Yep. It's from a long ways away, and his camera isn't very zoomed, but you can hear her rocking.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check out Superfan Jared, and thanks to our sponsors, including Complete Ag Resolutions. And you guys are awesome for keeping us on the air.
Yes, thank you very much.
No, we don't have to pay just to play radio.
But don't forget that Hell is for Children. I heard that song again today. That is a great song.
It is pretty rocking for Miss Pat Benatar.
It is.
I don't know.
I just wonder if hell really is for children.
Talked about that a long time ago. Was that episode one?
I think it was episode one, which I just
you did a revisit
day about. I don't even remember what we did on that.
It almost made me want to go listen to it real quick, but I was busy. I've been busy. What'd you do this weekend?
This is Wednesday. I did a lot of relaxing. I finally got my mower going, so I cut down the 2 foot grass in my backyard.
Dude, my mower's fucked.
It took me about one strip at a time. It's got a bag on the back, and about every two strips I had to empty it.
Damn it.
So yours is all screwy?
I got a riding lawnmower, and I finally got my belt.
You got a big yard.
I got a belt for it. And it finally is working again. And then, so it's got, two or three pulleys under there with this weird serpentine kind of thing. Because it's a Saber.
Yeah.
By John Deere. But anyway, then I'm mowing, and then, all of a sudden, one of the pulleys, started wobbling. It wasn't tight. The bearings are either going out, and I just didn't have time to take it apart and fix it. And then I had to go to the country fair. I tried to mow before I left because I knew I was going to be gone for 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised it's not that much because there hasn't been a lot of rain. The sun's kind of frying it. I just got some dandelions and some of those little things that have cotton on them that you make a wish on that you go, and then it flies in the air and you're like, whoa.
Has that ever worked for you?
Never once.
I always forget about the wish and maybe some of them came true.
Yep, maybe. I had a pretty relaxing weekend, although we talked about it earlier. I think I probably walked 30 or 40 miles this weekend. I did some shifts at the Oregon Country Fair. Anybody who's listening knows that's a fun
Vanita,
time.
Right?
Yep, out in Vanita. It's my 9th year doing it.
Wow.
Had a good old time.
In a row?
9th year in a row.
Wow.
And
you could break Brett Favre's record of most consecutive.
Yeah. My crew leader, what do you call it? I can't even think of the word because I'm retarded, but we call him Lodestone because that's his fair name. Uh-huh. Lodestone, this was his 20th consecutive year.
Wow.
Doing internal security for the fair.
That's awesome.
So I'll never catch him because I'm at 9 and he's at 20. Mm-hmm. But we had a good time. There's always a few stories, and some of them were kind of just like, I think the best one from years ago was some guy was tripping balls really hard, and he had gotten naked somehow and was up in a tree, and then he was like flailing all around, and they wanted to get him help. Well, uh-huh. He was a white bird, which is the they've got a fully staffed medical facility there out in the middle of the woods, which is pretty cool. So. Uh-huh. So, like, all of us security guards were having to, I didn't get my turn, luckily, but they were having to hold him down as he was flailing around naked.
Uh-huh.
That's not very fun to try to hold down a flailing naked hippie. But for the most part, you know, we worked from midnight to 6.
Well, he probably greased up, right?
Yeah. No, he was, I think he was a little sweaty. He had some acid sweat running out of his veins or something. He was tripping balls pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, we worked from midnight to 6, and still a lot of people out there. This lady gave us some numbers I was telling you earlier. I don't know if it's true or not.
How many people?
So they sweep the public out at, like, 7 o'clock, and it takes them about an hour to go through the whole place and make sure everybody who doesn't have a staff pass or a booth pass is out. Mm-hmm. So we have a friend who works at security midnight to 6 as well, and she just got accepted for consideration for an upper board job, you know, like on the board.
Hold on a second. How do you do a sweep to get everybody out of there? Do you just start at the center?
They've got a line of people, and they've got a sign that they hold in the middle that says sweep, and then they've got like a line of people that's probably 30 feet wide that are all like locked arms.
Uh-huh.
And they just walk along and they cover the whole path, and then anyone that comes along that doesn't have a pass, they go, you got to head towards the exit because we're done, and anybody that has a pass that's a staff pass, they let them through, and they just do it that way. And you know, people could probably hide in the bushes or hide
if you want to be that way about
it. There's runners every year and whatnot, and people who try to sneak in. Mm-hmm. But the public goes out at about 8 o'clock. They're all out, and then we go on at midnight, and there's still like tons of people running around. This girl who I was talking about, Sunny is her name. She said that the numbers were 16,000 staff members and 10,000 booth members.
That's just staff. You're talking about 25,000.
Yeah.
That's insane. And how big is this place in terms of square miles?
God, I wish I knew the acreage.
It's not even a square mile, though, right?
No, I will find out the acreage before the next episode and let you know on Friday.
Yeah.
But it's huge, and it's got like an eight-figure-eight path through it. And it takes me about to walk from the far side, which is my camp, which is the complete opposite of the entrance and the Chela Mela Meadow.
Uh-huh.
It takes me about 25 minutes to walk from there to there. So we were talking earlier, walk about 3 or 4 miles an hour at a leisurely pace. So half an hour would be
about a mile to 2 miles.
Yeah. So, you know, and I don't know. I don't love walking, but you don't have to do a lot of walking in it. And it was fun times, but
you can leisurely stroll rather than.
I think the last time anyone told me was like maybe my second year in 2004 or 5, and they said that there was 3,500 fair family, which is people who stay in after the sweep. And I thought that was an amazing amount of people, 3,000 people or 3,500 people. And it may well have grown to 16 or 20,000. I don't know, but I didn't check up on it, but I don't think she would lie.
280 acres.
Okay, good job,
Wooded
Dustin.
Acres.
And it's huge, and it's awesome, and there's lots of people out there. And all the camp, I wouldn't doubt it, because there's like 5 or 10 different camp areas on different sides of the camp.
Because
people camp in their booths.
You get lost in there.
Oh, yeah, I used to. I don't now. Yeah. After 9 years, I pretty much know my way around. Speaking of getting lost in there, this next story, I'm lucky that it happened during the daytime because I was not on shift. Uh-huh. Now, this is a story that I did not tell Dustin because I wanted him to have the actual element of surprise.
They already got their website up for next year, though.
Hell yeah. They ain't fucking around.
They aren't fucking around.
They got to get that revenue going so they can...
Revenue.
Lots of new stuff. Okay, so it's middle of the day. Uh-huh. some dude and his friend were tripping balls on mushrooms. And by, I don't know if anyone who's listening knows the fairgrounds for state for the Oregon Country Fair, but there's a main stage area where all the main bands play. Mm-hmm. And they've got porta potties all over.
Yeah.
Well, they have a actual couple outhouses that are like, they're like bathrooms that have like eight stalls, but they're out. Uh-huh. It's just yeah. one huge outhouse, and they have pissers. Uh-huh. And so there's a huge pit in there that's probably 6 to 10 feet deep.
Not a pit, like there's not people in there like pitting around in there.
Well, they listen to this story. So a dude goes, he goes, I'll be right back, dude. I got to go take a shit. And so his friend is waiting for him to come out for like 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't come out. He's like, we're tripping balls. Hope my friend's okay. Hey, dude. And he doesn't answer. And it's those old school wooden doors with the little latch that just goes yep. in the hole. And so he like used his whatever flip flop or whatever to, cause they're not sealed. It's old school rustic.
Yeah.
They've been there
yeah.
for 40 years. So he flips the thing open and opens the door, and there's the dude's shorts and his shirt all folded in a nice pile and his shoes, and he's gone. He, and these are these big toilets that are about, how big yeah. around do you think that is? Probably, I don't know, probably about
4 or 5 feet.
Maybe 3 feet across and maybe 4 feet in an oval shape.
Yeah.
When you lift the seat up, well, he went down in there.
But he folded up his clothes first, right?
It was voluntary.
What?
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Damn it. I missed my whole cue.
What?
Yeah. What? So he's down in the shit, and we heard the story third hand from someone who talked to someone who talked to someone.
That's fucked.
So it took 10 security guards to get him
what?
Out of there. They had to put a, because it's 6 to 10 feet down there, and yeah. they got to get him out one of those little holes like he went in.
Let me, voluntary.
Yeah. So okay. first we thought, dude's probably a weirdo. Was trying to look at some butts or maybe get a scat bath or something. I don't know. Yeah. So here, so we're hearing the story third hand. And first
uninhibited,
off,
right.
they said, and then they get him out and he bolts running. And nobody wanted to tackle him because he was covered in shit. And I was like, so you mean he took off with everybody's shit? And that was a funny joke. but then we talked to our old friend Mandy. Remember our old friend Mandy?
Uh-huh.
She works there at Whitebird, and she works yeah. the day shift. She was on the shift, and we're telling her the story. And she goes, I know I was there. And we go, did he run? And she goes, no, that's not what happened. She goes, he was very docile and, like, tripped out. And once we got him out, he just, like, stood there. And I go, well, how did you clean him off? And she was like, we just, like, jailhouse sprayed him with the fire hose. Sprayed him
that's
off,
what I do, right?
And she goes, and then she goes, believe me, I'm firsthand. She goes, I'm the one that had to put his boxers back on. And then she shows me that she's bending down, putting on, but she goes, it's the closest I got to a penis all weekend because she was. And so he didn't
that's
run.
Extra funny though.
He didn't run, but he did go involuntarily. They asked him, did you drop something? Cause we thought maybe he dropped a bag of weed or some acid or something that maybe.
Oh, he dropped acid sounds like.
Yeah, that. He dropped acid and then he dropped something in the toilet. And we thought maybe he dropped a dollar bill in there and then like threw in another 10 and 20 and said, I ain't going in there for a dollar.
dollar bills, y'all.
I got to get my $31 back. No, but he said he didn't drop anything and he said he wasn't. He just said that he was tripping and he thought that he needed to go down there.
You just thought that you needed to go down there.
All right. Well, that's what you're going to do.
Yep.
What?
So that was shitty. I'm glad he didn't. I'm glad he didn't run off with everybody's
that is
shit. So talking shit got just mixed in with the Oregon Country Fair stories.
Yeah.
So on a lighter note, the next night at 4 a.m, they had a girl fall into the Long Tom River, which is more of a creek than a river.
Uh-huh.
And there's about a 20-foot embankment that's not super steep, but it's pretty treacherous, and there's bushes and stuff. And she broke
yeah.
her wrist, and it took like 3 or 4 guys and some rope and some loppers to get down through the brush.
Uh-huh.
And she broke her wrist. It was visibly broken, and she was still laughing, having a good time. So that's
yeah.
kind of cool. And then
that's why, you know, it's a good sign if you break your wrist and you're laughing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It means either you're on acid
didn't hurt.
Or you've been reading Laffy Taffy jokes.
Yeah. Like, hey, I heard some Laffy Taffy jokes about hipsters.
Oh, yeah?
This is Oregon Country Fair jokes. How many hipsters does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
That's a pretty obscure number. You probably never heard of it. How did the hipster burn his mouth?
I'm not sure.
he ate the pizza way before it was cool. That was a couple free jokes along the path, and then the guy came up. He's like, do you want to hear two jokes or a song? And the girl we were with said both. And he's like, God, everybody's so fucking greedy out here. The last three people I asked said a song and a joke. So, and then he sang, told us the two hipster jokes. And then as he sang the song with his ukulele, I got called away because there was a bit of a little ruckus. It wasn't a ruckus, but there's this place called Liberty Coffee, and they're awesome. They've always provided the security with a complimentary coffee at 3 a.m. or hot chocolate. You'll get it, and then the thing will say, you look awfully nice tonight. And I said, what the fuck are you? And they're like, I'm a complimentary coffee. Have you lost weight? No, but anyway, so for 9 years, we've got it. For 8 years, we did. Or for seven, excuse me. Year number eight, last year we went.
Yeah.
They said, I don't know nothing about no complimentary coffee. I think you look like shit. And so we paid for our coffee and went along our way. Big deal. It's $3. No big deal.
Yeah.
But then the lady, it's called Liberty. No, the lady who owns the place, her name is Susan, and she used to live in Brownsville, and she was friends with my parents, and she used to go to my dad's church. And
when you're with her, you're smiling.
I was smiling with her because when we saw her in Brownsville a few weeks before the fair, she said, she didn't say that. She said, what?
What?
They didn't give you free coffee? And I was like, no, they didn't. And she goes, well, who was it? And I was like, I didn't ask. I just said, okay. She goes, I was in Mexico last year, but I want to find out. And she goes, and if anyone denies you free coffee, I want you to get their name and tell them that I specifically told you. So I thought she's back around. She probably told the staff.
Yeah.
It's the first night of the shift. We walk up. Hey, what's up? And it's this goofy looking kid. Jordan, I hope you're listening because you're a dork. And thanks for apologizing and hugging and stuff. But listen to the story.
Hug it out, man.
He's a geeky looking dude that looked like he was about 14, but he said he'd been working there for 14 years. He might have been 20 and just looked young, had nerdy glasses. And I go, hey, we're here for this. And he's like, $3. And I was like, oh, wait. See this radio and my shirt? I'm security. We're working right now and we get a complimentary coffee. And he's like, What? And what? I was like, no, really. And I go, I know the owner, Susan, and I know that she was gone last year to Mexico. She used to live in Brownsville, which is where I live, and we saw her a couple weeks ago, and she told me to make sure you knew to give us the free coffee. And he's like, I think that you're just trying to pull one over on me. And I was like, I really...
How do you know all that stuff going on?
I go, actually, dude, I'm not. And then he's like, she lives in this place and she's lived here for this long and I've worked here for this long. I go, I've been doing it for 9 years and you guys have always gave me a free cup of coffee each night. 3 cups of coffee a year. That's all. But I don't even drink coffee. It's hot chocolate. I go, and personally, I could care less if I have it or not. And if you don't give it to me for free, I don't care. I'm not going to walk away and I'm not going to be a dick. But as a friend, Susan asked me personally to get the name of anyone who didn't. And he kind of chuckled and shook his head. I go, no, dude, I'm serious.
Yep.
And then my friend walked up and I go, they said no free coffee. They think I'm trying to get one over on you. And he goes, well, I've just never heard of that. And then the girl that was working too, she goes, I heard some people saying something about it earlier. She goes, let's just honor it until we talk to Susan tomorrow. And I go, whatever. And if you don't, no big deal. I go, but I would really like to get your name. And he goes, well, she's lived here and I worked. I go, but really, dude, what's your name? Yeah. Can I just get your name?
I know. Hello, my name is
Harry.
He goes,
my name is Jordan, but... I go, that's all I needed to know, and I don't even care that I didn't get my hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And I walked away. And then my crew leader came up, and I said, no complimentary coffee. It called me a dick. He wasn't nice at all. No, he didn't call me a dick. The coffee's supposed to say, hi, you look nice today.
Yeah.
And so he goes, what? There's a lot of what's going on. Mm-hmm. So he walks up and says,
I've been
hey.
Hearing a lot of what's, too, just out of randomly my ears attuned to it now.
Yeah, it's like once you focus in on something and make it your own.
Out there where you're hearing it, they owe me money.
Yeah, they stole it
a
from
quarter
us.
Quarter of what?
I want my fucking royalties.
Yep.
But anyway, so...
Where's my what?
I'm standing to the side telling Pierre, what?
Yeah.
He's another one of my crew rover dudes. And... He goes, I'm fucking pissed. He goes, that's bullshit. And then Jim goes, oh, come over, right when the guy was playing his song after the hipster jokes. And so he goes, they've rescinded their decision. The jury's in. Complimentary coffee is on. And I was like, oh, and I looked around, Jordan wasn't there, so I got my hot chocolate and I walked over to Pierre, and he's like, Jordan just came out and like apologized and hugged me and said that he had to work a double shift and he was supposed to be somewhere else and he had just been grumpy and he was really sorry and that he didn't want any hard feelings. And I said, okay, well, cool, go get your coffee. He goes, I don't want my fucking coffee. He goes, that's bullshit. So he was pissed off on principle at that point and said, yeah, fuck it, and didn't take his coffee. So, you know, I didn't go to
it's
Susan.
It's a hard war to be fucked up or pissed off on principle.
Right. And it's hard to be fucking pissed when you got to be customer service and you had to work a double shift and people are dicks. And so I hold nothing against Jordan, and I didn't even I didn't even tell Susan. And the next night she came out when we asked and they kind of went, what? They didn't go, what? But they said, what? And then she came out and she's like, free. Yeah. I go, she's probably not very happy.
But when you're just pissed on principle, though, I mean, that's just adding stress to yourself, though, right? Nobody else really cares.
Right. Yeah, and most people don't get to enjoy the fair at night, and they have these cool, like, light things that are, like, they look like crystals that grow out of the ground, but they're, like, as big as, like, a shower stall.
Yeah.
And then they're lighted. And so we've had them every year, and they're across the creek on the path. Uh-huh. And we're walking along, and there's this group of people and a guy playing, like, a hand drum, and then we look across at these three booths, and there's, like, naked chicks in them stripping to the silhouette, you know, because you can just see. And I thought they were naked. They looked.
Can I
like
set my tent up there?
Yeah, I know. And then we thought, man, and everyone's cheering, and then the guy plays another song, and they dance for a while. And then when they stop, you see them put their underwear on, they put their dress on, or put their pants on, and we're like, wow, they really were naked. And then they tried to talk me in, because you get to the place, because everyone's like, wow, how'd they get over there across the river? You get to it from our campground, which you walk across the bridge on the other side of the fair, and then you go back to our camp, and you cut through the brush and go out there.
Yeah.
They wanted me to go out there and do some amputee tai chi. Take my leg off and, like, do weird tai chi poses, and people would be tripping because they wouldn't think it was weird. Or, I mean, they would think it was weird that I didn't have a leg. So I'm going to do a video. I got a lot of good material from out there. Amputee Tai Chi is one. It's going to be a short show. The first episode is called Sushi Shark Attack.
Yeah.
Because I got my leg bit off by a shark. But the other...
Are you going to do like 101 ways you lost your leg?
Yeah, I should. I've got about 10. Yeah. But I could do 101, I bet.
Yeah.
And I didn't try to, you know... I was riding my bike through a couple times, and they're like, no bikes on the 8 when the public's in. And I was like, dude, I got one leg. I don't usually use that, but I did. And then I flipped my leg up and hooked my foot on the handlebar upside down.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I really need to ride this bike. And they're like, oh, with the pants on, we can't tell. We're very sorry. And I was like, that's okay. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. But other than those incidents that I just mentioned, it was a pretty quiet weekend. There was a child that was lost, with air quotes, because the parents just overreacted and she was out running around having fun. Mm-hmm. And so they made everybody worry.
It's a scary situation for parents.
Well,
right?
I know she was 11, but she was out running around. She was only missing for 4 hours. And it's not really like they're missing. She didn't have a cell phone. She was just, she could have been missing, but she wasn't. She came home and she got a talking to, I'm sure. But And then there was the mobile disco cart, which is a cool thing. It's like a self-contained cart with a disco ball and a light show, and then a self-powered PA that rocks like disco tunes, and like a huge crowd of dancers walk around it and they just push it down the trail. Well, you're not supposed to have any amplified music after 2 a.m. You can play acoustic and do hand drums and stuff, but out of respect for the booth workers who sleep in their booth, which is all through the 8, and they have kids and stuff, but they've invented this cloak of invisibility, because they want everybody to have a good time. They're like, we don't see it, we don't hear it. And this one guy that's on our crew, he's so just fucking adamant about, that's bullshit, it's a thorn in my side, and I'm shutting that fucker down. I got a pair of wire clippers that are going to shut that fucking disco cart down. We got infants and toddlers out here trying to pee. We got people sleeping. And I'm like, dude, it's the Oregon Country Fair. It goes all night. Like, and that reminded me, we're watching, getting ready for the Beatles, and there's the Beatles band, and there's another band playing before them, and they're pretty loud. It's outdoor concert, so it's not huge loud, but it's loud. There's a little kid with his grandpa, look like, or a really late dad, and he had this little kid that was probably 1 or 2 sleeping in a wagon. Everyone's rocking and partying. There's a concert going on. The kid's sleeping, because kids can sleep through concerts.
Yeah.
A guy who was having a good time, saw an old friend, and he's like, just happened to be by the wagon. Dude, what's up? And he's like, yeah, woo. And the guy's all, hey, shh. And he points at his son. My son, my kid's sleeping.
My son has ears.
And he's like, there's a concert going on at the Oregon Country Fair. Really? And he didn't
that would
be
kind of weird, though.
And he just gave him the stink eye. And then the guy, like,
oh, sick.
They moved about 4 feet away and then went, what's up, dude? You know, not out of spite, just because that's what you do when you see an old friend.
Come on, it's the country fair, you know.
That dude was wearing Birkenstocks.
If I don't get somebody doing,
he was
what's
a fake
up,
hippie.
Dude?
He was a fake hippie. He was
to
a
me,
fake hippie.
Then it's not a country fair if nobody's doing that to me.
That's right.
Hey, I got our segment Rock Trivia that I bust out every once in a while. I do have a rock trivia question for you.
For me?
Yeah, maybe you can get this right.
I love trivia.
All right, this one is related to the 70s, I do believe.
Hey, I grew up in the 70s, so that's perfect.
All right. And did you do a lot of listening to Elton John?
Like I listened to a fair share. Well, I grew up playing the piano as a kid, and that's the first instrument I learned, and he was one of the greatest pianists.
Yeah.
Penises ever. He's got a great penis.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
well,
what's your question?
What I want to know is, who the fuck is Elton John fighting on Saturday night? Come on. Saturday night's all right for fighting. Who is he fighting?
I think that he's just having people fight for him.
Oh.
Or maybe
he's like
just
the guy with the cane and then the suit going.
Saturday night's all right for fighting. Saturday night's all right.
Maybe
all,
he just
right.
Had his...
all right. All right.
I thought he just had his head in a pillow fighting for air.
He might have. Maybe it's all right for fighting your way out of your friend's ass. That's my answer. Do I win?
Yes.
No more Elton John questions. I got all excited. I got all excited for a second for a serious like question.
All right, well.
You tell me. What was that question again? What was the question again? Who the fuck is he fighting?
Who the fuck is Elton John fighting? Come
on.
He says it's all right for fighting. So he must be like, dude, I'm not going to fight on Tuesday, Saturday night. It's all right for fighting.
Yeah, this guy came up to me and he was super pissed because I fucked his girlfriend. He's like, I'm going to kick your ass. And I said, well, it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Elton John says that Saturday night's all right for fighting, and I'm kind of busy on Saturday, so why don't you get the fuck out of here? I'm gone. Oh, let me check.
Did you barbecue it all out there?
Well, basically, yeah. We barbecue
every night?
Yeah, because you can't have a fire out there. You usually can't have a fire. The only people that were allowed to have a fire was the archaeology crew because, I guess, because they're archaeologists. And that
is
was
that where they sit there in Flintstones?
Yeah, they can only light it with flints, with Fred and Barney. And so then last year, like, we came around and they had no fire. And we're like, dude, you know, that's like a caveman losing his fire. We're like, archaeologist dudes, why is there no fire? And they proclaimed, archaeology is dead.
Really?
And we're like, that's a really
profound... For the whole weekend?
Well, last year, like, they were trying to put a stop to their whole little area and, like, say you can't have fires anymore. But my friend just thought that was a profound statement because it kind of is true.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how...
Archaeology is dead.
It isn't, though.
No, seriously!
Well, the other day...
But they were back
I
in full force.
That they had found 8 people from some tribe that were really old.
Archaeologists did?
Yeah. They were going to put some mall or something in some area, and then...
Fucking malls.
Yeah, and then the archaeologists wanted to dig there, and they found a bunch of shit.
Yeah, well, they got to have their fire. That's probably true. I didn't hear about it. But they got to have their little campfire.
Yeah, it is dead.
And then we found... Listen, we found, like, 4 fires. Like, there's a place called The Void. They had a huge fire. There was a fire at Reefer Camp. We didn't get no fire, but we did have to barbecue. So we barbecued some burgers. We barbecued some chicken. We made some chicken tacos. We cashed in our food vouchers for some awesome taco salad and some fudge. Oh, and our camp mates fucking brought a whole bunch of edibles.
Uh-huh.
I don't get off on
that. You're talking like edible panties?
No, edible marijuana treats.
Oh.
cookies and Rice Krispie treats. And here's their line. One will do you, two will screw you. And I don't know about you, but I like
three's company.
I like being screwed. So I ate four. Felt nothing.
Nothing.
Smoked a couple bowls, read my book, fell asleep, woke up with really like the Sandman hadn't left yet. My eyes were like really like dry and
did
crispy.
You have a body high going on at that point? Or
I don't believe so. And then so the last day, they took off early and they ended up having to leave while we were in the fair. So they just left us a note. Here's your soda from the store and you guys can have all these treats. So there was like three bags of different kinds of cookies. And they were like, these will fuck you up. Don't eat them all. And so I ate them all. I ate four right before.
Don't challenge you.
Yeah, I ate four right before we left the fair. And then we waited till we got home, which took about an hour after we packed everything up and then drove home.
Uh-huh.
And then I ate the other bag, four more, and nothing.
And Jay Leno came along, and you said, get your own bag?
I said, get your own bag of cookies. So then I posted on Facebook, maybe I should be smoking the cookies.
Uh-huh.
And Zach said that was a pretty good idea.
And so did you try it?
No, I'd already eaten them all, unfortunately. So I just smoked a regular cookie. It was a monster cookie. This was a funny story. When we were leaving, we were trying to get rid of our last fare bucks because we were leaving, and we had some fare bucks. They're no good next year. So we stopped at Monster Cookie. Said, could I get a peanut butter chocolate chip cookie? And he's like, no, you cannot. However, you can get a peanut butter cookie sans chocolate chips and a chocolate chip cookie sans peanut butter. Put them together, and I will only charge you for the one.
Wow.
So I double stacked them, and it was pretty good.
Double stack.
You know, those monster cookies, they're about the size of a 45 album, a little round thing.
Yeah, I like those cookies.
So I smoked that one, and I got fucking wasted, and it didn't even have any pot in it.
Hmm.
Just kidding. I didn't.
Well, man, sugar high will get you going, right?
Yeah, it should. Well, I was going to ask what was in Han's CD player, but he hasn't given me the verdict
yet.
Let's
call Pat.
You think we should?
Yeah.
All right. Are we halfway through the episode right now? Somewhere around there? I forgot. I always forget to start a timer because I don't even care what time it is. Hey, Wendy. How you doing? Wendy just opened the door.
Hey, Wendy.
Yeah, she's blowing.
I'm going to call you the breeze.
I keep blowing. Open your door. Hey, any Skynyrd fans out there? You know you love Skynyrd.
Quit. That's
just in time. Okay, we're going to go back to Hans's CD player. This is odd. Meatloaf, Bad Out of Hell 3.
Oh, no way. I was just talking about that album earlier today.
Is that the one that's going, I would do anything?
Now he's just screwing with us, right?
I don't think
that
so.
That and the Bay City Rollers? I don't know. Because I was talking about
Meatloaf
earlier.
Well, he was at work. He was at work, so that was at work. But maybe he can't listen to Dark Throne.
Maybe.
And
maybe. You know, I'm really interested. I want to get a copy of Legally. I want to get a copy of that Candlemass.
Epicus?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Why Legally?
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, you mean you
want to
buy it in the store?
Ass.
Oh. I saw a post on Facebook earlier from a hairdresser that said, where can I go to download full record or full albums of music? And I said, where can I download a haircut? And then someone said the record store to her, and she said, I'm a single mom, give me the money and I'll go to the record store.
So that's an excuse,
I guess. That's an excuse. Sorry, Lars.
Hey, if you need free music, there's plenty of local bands that will give you free music that you can check out, I'm sure, and go down to a live show and check them out at the Dixie. It's free.
I know one band that gives away a free CD.
Yep.
Sons of Confusion.
Yep.
So, all right. So, right from Hans to Pat.
Yeah.
We're going to call Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this works. Oh, wow. We're in there. I believe we'll get a message that says, hi, this is Pat. I'm unavailable. Leave a message. I'll call you back. I got the question for him, though. If he answers.
Right on.
If he doesn't, I'm going to text him the question. No, that'll blow it. Where's Pat? Where's Pat? Here he is. Wait, that's not Pat. That's Pants Answering Service. Here he is.
Hi, this is Pat, and I'm unavailable, so leave a message.
What? He's unavailable.
Record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
I'm not pressing 5.
I should edit that to where it just says,
"Hey, Pat, guess what day it is? Guess what time it is? It's time for Let's Call Pat, and you never answer your phone.
You've been tagged.
You've been tagged. So, hey, dude, answer your phone someday. We've got a really, really important question for you that has to do with sports and fishing.
Yep.
And I know you hate both of those things, but all right, brother. To listen to your message, please press 7. No, we're going to. Whoa, my phone locked up on me. All right.
That's funny.
That was our segment called Call Pat.
I'm going to edit that to where he goes, "Hi, this is Pat." And then we'll ask him a question and he'll say, "Hi, this is Pat."
And we'll say, "How do you feel about the current political situation with Mitt Romney and Ron Paul?" And he'll say,
"Leave a
message. I'm unavailable." When it comes to politics, you can fuck off. Yep. So I was thinking about this the other day as an old story that happened to me. Have you ever been in a vehicle that got literally drowned, like in a river that you
no.
had to get out of and leave
uh-uh.
it in there?
I have not.
Not even that time when you drove your Beamer off into the ditch when we
well,
went.
Almost.
You were saved by small
yeah.
trees.
That was a crazy story. Is that where you were going into?
No, that just reminded me of it when you said no. No, when I was a teenager, when we used to do, this is kind of related to one of our sponsors, Stan uh-huh. Cusick. He fixes combines. Well,
he does.
When I worked at Coos Seed.
Will he fix my hoe?
Now, this might be some, he might. I got a hoe that's broken. Yeah, well, this might be offensive, but I don't care because we are here to just be honest.
Offensive.
When I worked at Coos Seed Farm, the girls, they'd hire girls to drive the combines because, I don't know why, because you just sit in there. And so our boss, who was kind of sexist and funny as hell, called them combine cunts. Oh, so we had this combine cunt with us, me and John Brown, who I sent him a link to the show. He's a good friend of Stan's and mine in school. John Brown lives in Sparks, Nevada. Hope you're listening, John. Dude, do you remember that time? You remember when we got off work late after cutting a field and we brought that combine cunt named Debbie Henderson from Albany, Oregon? And hey, Debbie, how you doing? And so we were in a 1986 Toyota 4x4, and we were racing up the river and crossing in the shallow spots because it was jacked up.
By the way, 1986, an excellent year for Toyota 4x4.
Hell yeah, they were kind of new and not so, like, dumb. They're just so, they're kind of like the teen spirit of vehicles now.
Yeah, they weren't the redneck.
Yeah, so he's like, "So what do you think? Looks pretty shallow, right?" We're like, "Yep." Go across. Nose just goes down. We hit a total hole, and we had, like, water up to the windows to where we had to roll up the windows so the water wasn't leaking in. We had a friend that lived right up the river, so we get out. Luckily, I didn't have my computerized leg back then. I just had my wooden one. But so we, like, "We'll be right back." She didn't want to get out into the water. So we go, "All right, cunt, we'll be right back. We're going to go get our friend who has a winch." You winch. So we ran up the river. We went to our friend's house.
Winch.
Which way did he go? Winch way. And then we come back, and she's sitting on the top of the cab. We're like, "What happened?" She's like, "Water started coming in. It's all completely flooded in there."
Uh-huh.
So his stereo and his computer chip and his motor was, like, ruined. So, yeah, kids, it's fun to drive up the river. And it's fun to try to go across.
Make sure you don't have a
paddle. Bring a dipstick, because you might get a hole. Like, get a stick and make sure you're going to...
It's yeah.
just crazy. So that was just a little story that I thought of the other day when
yeah.
I was thinking about crazy things that happened in our past, like pouring whatever on your head when I met you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you brought up the story of when I... ran that Beamer off the road.
Oh yeah, we got done with a floater trip.
We floated down on an August day that rained like hell. Remember that,
dude? Yeah,
it
and Pat
came down.
Pat screamed at God, "Is that all you got, motherfucker?" And then it just went. Whoosh.
And then it rained even harder.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was. Yeah,
we caught fish though.
It was a cool trip.
We caught fish.
One of those first rains to where it's really slippery. And I remember going in the Beamer around this corner and just hit... Well, I was trying to light a cigarette at the same time, and I just barely hit gravel. And then, you know, I kind of went over to the other side of the road, and I got the grip back. But then as soon as I got the grip back, I fishtailed, swerved, you know, 360, and then just headed right for the big field, which was probably, what, about 10 feet below the street.
Oh, man, it was at least. Yeah.
You know, and the only thing that was in the way were just these little sapling branches that just happened to, like, catch my car, and I think most of the load was on that.
It pretty much saved your ass.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
your car was kind of floating
mostly in
midair.
On that, yeah. And then, miraculously, you guys come down the road, and I'm all...
We almost flew right by you, dude.
I know. Because
it was a weird 35-mile-an-hour corner. And so we go around. We're like, hey, was that Dustin coming out of the bushes?
Yeah. And that was me.
Yeah. And so he was off the road. And then the funnier part, it reminded me of a video I recently seen on like Ridiculousness or Tosh.0.
This guy comes out of nowhere, luckily, because I might have been uninsured at the
time.
You
might have.
And he goes, I can pull that out of there. And he has a chain. And he puts it back there. The brush underneath the car is so thick that he can't find the little toe spot.
Right.
So he just attaches it to something, and I
get
in the car.
He's got a big 4x.
To, you know, and he just...
An old friend of Pat's from Lacombe.
Yeah, and he just...
Got a big 4x.
Gets on it, and the tension from the cable snaps the back bumper off and over Pat's head. Probably at a speed that probably would have took his head off if it was a little bit
and
lower.
You were in your car looking forward trying to steer.
Yeah, and I'm thinking...
We're like, stop, stop!
I'm waiting for a loud bang to be the exploding of the gas tank underneath the car. And so that's what I'm thinking probably is going on. And then the guy gets out, and Pat's like, dude, you just...
He's like, no, that's cool. We'll get it.
Yeah, he's like, it's not like I hurt it or anything.
No,
he's like, dude, you just tore the fucking bumper off.
This was the funny quote, and I don't know if it's exact, but it's close. So he had already ripped a big chunk of your bumper off.
The whole thing.
Yeah, and so he takes the chain off of that, and he starts to hook it onto the metal part of the frame underneath it. And he's like, dude, I think you should probably stop, Pat said to him. And he's like, dude, it ain't like I'm going to rip his bumper off. And he's like, you just did. You just ripped his bumper off. And he goes, but this frame ain't going to come off. We'll get him out of there. And he just like, he doesn't like ease into it. He like practically snaps the chain.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He's
like,
trying to get you out.
The tension out. Yeah.
Dude,
and I was thankful
funny.
To be able to drive home that day because, like I
For
said,
sure.
I don't think I was insured.
Right.
And you guys had put the bumper in the back of the car with the windows up.
And like, it was the full bumper. And
yeah,
it looked like
a DeLorean or something.
We had it in the back seat of a 4-door Honda Accord. It had the windows down partially, and then it going across the back seat with the two curved parts going out the window at an angle backwards.
Yeah.
It looked like Batman's head. It looked like two Batman ears sticking out. And we're driving down Highway 20 headed towards Lebanon from Waterloo area, Fairview or wherever it is. And people are just like, some people are laughing. Some people are giving us metal and like waving at us. Other people are all
and
just...
And I'm still in a state of shock almost, like, man, I got to get home.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're driving
my car home.
You're driving home with no bumper. The back is just, like, totally decimated.
When I got that BMW, it was in 89, but I paid $1,000 for it. And it had both bumpers, and when I got rid of it, it only had a half a bumper.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yep. I got my bumper's worth.
You got his bumper's worth, for sure. But yeah, that was a fun time. Yeah. I haven't got to do any floating, I don't even think, since then.
Yeah.
I mean,
Ron and Jerry have been going. If anybody knows Ron and Jerry, they've been going on Sundays.
I want to go.
Yeah. Get hold of those guys.
Oh, yeah. We only did this one time, but I wrote this down just because I've been just thinking that people might like it. Celebrity birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
So today is Wednesday.
I like a celebrity birthday. Today is Wednesday, July
18th.
18th.
Episode 18 on the 18th. I thought that was ironic. I posted that. 18 on 18. I'm 18.
Yeah.
Guess who's 90?
Speaking of 18, my birthday is on the 22nd of January.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
John Glenn.
John Glenn? Yep, he walked on the moon.
Wow, he
did. In a sound stage.
Do you really think so?
No, on a sound stage.
Really? You don't believe there's
moon? I don't know what to believe these days.
Do you believe the moon is made of cheese?
Yes.
All right.
And if it was, would you eat it? I wish I could do a Harry Carey impersonation of Will Ferrell.
What do you think of that new Will Ferrell movie coming out?
Just answer the question. I don't know what it is. Which one?
It's him. It's The Debate or something.
I don't think I heard about
him it. Him and Galifianakis campaigning against each other.
I think Galifianakis is pretty funny,
no
matter
what
he's doing.
I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah. Have you ever watched that Visioneers with Galifianakis?
I've tried. That show's weird, though.
It is weird, but he's funny.
I've tried, like, twice.
Nelson Mandela's 93 today.
Hey, way to go, Nelson.
Every time
he
I
was
see
also
him.
The third Nelson twin in Nelson.
Yeah.
He
but he was black,
triangle.
So they didn't let him in.
Yeah,
yep, yeah. He never got in the pictures.
He wouldn't grow out his
every
long,
time
blonde
I see him,
hair.
I think it's Morgan Freeman.
He could play him.
He should. I think he did, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he probably did.
Okay. And drummer, who's been in bands like Red Hot Chili Peppers, who were inducted into the Hall of Fame before Deep Purple, Pat. That yep. was going to be my question. Hope you're not listening now. But anyway, he played for Red Hot Chili Peppers and then Pearl Jam, Jack Irons.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Chad Smith.
Nope, this is pre-Chad Smith.
There was a pre-Chad Smith?
Yep, and then there was a post.
Every day. Yep. This show is very informative.
He's 50 today, Jack Irons is. He wow. also played with the dude and chick from Queens of the Stone Age, the band 11.
Yeah.
Number 11. He was the drummer for their album, which I enjoyed. I think it's called Thunk. And that lady passed away a year or two ago of cancer. Natasha.
Huh.
Rest in peace, bitch. And then the only... It wasn't a very good day for celebrity birthdays, but yeah. Friday will be better. And but also today, dead celebrity's birthday, Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh.
He would have been like 75 today.
Cheers.
Yep, he died in 2005.
Right
he
after
was a crazy
Johnny Depp
dude.
Sucked his soul out.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Hey, I don't know if you, I just saw this report earlier today in a San Francisco airport. A guy was going through the TSA and they thought he had a gun, but lo and behold, it was his dick.
Really?
Yeah, it said that he had been world renowned for being the biggest or whatever.
Uh-huh.
They said like 8.5 flaccid or whatever, but it was, he was like.
So he had a boner in his pants and they thought it was a gun?
Well, no, I don't even think he had a boner. I think I don't know.
It's a soft pistol.
But yeah, and they patted him down and everything, and the paraphrase is something like, I thought people in San Francisco would be used to being around guys who were hung. he said something to that extent.
Was his penis shaped like a gun?
No, from what I've seen, he was in like biker shorts or whatever. He had it tucked to the side and his.
So you read this in the news?
It was in, online.
See, because I was just getting ready to do news stories of the craziness.
That is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, this one isn't so crazy, but it's ironic. In Medford, just the other day, a guy went into a bank to report some checks that had been stolen and forged. They stole them out of his mailbox. While he's in there talking to the bank manager, the dude who stole his checks came into the same bank and tried to cash one of the checks.
Nice.
The teller recognized the name and heard them talking and went back and said, I think this is the guy. So the guy finds out that it's him. They're like, it's you. And so he takes off running. And the one guy that got his check stolen tries to bolt after him, but they stopped him. They're like, you're better than this. You don't want to go to jail for something stupid. But his friend, however, got away, chased the guy down, got punched in the face, and then subdued him until the cops came, so they caught the guy. And this was in Medford just the other day.
Wow.
So could you imagine going into a bank, you're getting your shit straightened out because you got some stolen checks, and the dude who stole them comes in to fucking cash the check.
That is crazy.
He was cashing a $150 check. The guy got so mad. So that's that's the first of my weird stories. This other one comes from Oklahoma City.
Uh-huh.
A man who accidentally shot himself in the genitals was later arrested for
that
it.
That is fantastic.
He was a felon.
Was he shitting in public? Is that why he got a...
No. Okay. He, a 36-year-old man who was a felon was out on Interstate 35 testing a gun that he bought on the street to see if it functioned properly before he sold it. And then this is what he told the officials. And then he accidentally shot himself in the junk. And then he went to the hospital, and after they treated him and found out he was a felon in possession of a firearm, they arrested him for it.
Oh, man.
So if you're not supposed to have a gun, don't shoot yourself in the penis.
Yep. Yeah.
Have you ever mess around with guns?
You'll poke your eye out. I was raised with guns at a very early age. I had my first BB gun.
Do you own any guns?
Yes, I do. I was always taught to... treat them with the utmost respect as if they are loaded at all times, and went through the safety course before I started hunting. You know, it's been about
18 years since I've actually been hunting or been out
yeah.
shooting or anything.
Probably longer for me. But growing up in a rural area,
yeah,
your parents
you
usually
you
always
do.
Take you hunting. You go out practice, target practice.
There you go and shoot some squirrels or some birds.
Now, I myself, I don't own any guns, but it's not because I'm anti-gun. It's just because I didn't ever really buy any because I'm not a hunter, really.
Yeah, you spend your money on other things.
Hunting's kind of like sports to me. It's kind of fun. And I guess it is a sport.
Yeah.
Sport hunting.
Yeah, there's sport hunting.
But,
And that's all there. I mean, I don't know. I get there's no real need for hunting at this point. Not that I'm against it, but you know, I
right.
mean,
you can go
just,
buy anything you need.
It's just as much to go and buy it at the store as it is after you pay for butchering and the licenses so much nowadays, and not even the guarantee of getting something and your time put into it.
Right. And I think I would even rather. I mean, people don't like it. I know you don't like it. I would rather mow my lawn than go hunting. Because I got a riding lawnmower, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know that we
I
talked.
I don't have the patience for it.
We
though,
talked
really.
On an episode before, and you said, what the fuck's up with grass? Why do we have to have grass?
Yeah,
you know, you're
right?
tired of
yeah.
mowing it. Well, check this story out. This okay. is a funny story. An Indiana man said that he is. He's in Indiana.
Oh.
He's from Indiana. He might
I relate
be,
to this guy.
He might be an Indian. He's from Indianapolis, which is a metropolis of Indians. You know, he said that his lush lawn has kept its great color during the recent dry spell due to his secret weapon, paint.
He just paints it green.
Timothy Birdwell of Indianapolis is an employee of Imperial Painting. He said that a friend came up with the idea to paint the grass when they were confronted with dry weather.
Wow.
And a watering ban because of a drought. And this mm-hmm. paint is specifically designed for grass. It will last 2 to 3 months. And if it rains, the grass just grows. And then you got to touch it up around the roots, kind of like dyeing your hair.
Wow.
And at that point, you can go out there and touch it up. And you have the kind of yard all year round. And you never
Maybe
get
it. I've seen this before. Is this new? I've seen like spray on grass, but I thought it was more like a spray on seed that you spray onto the dirt and then it seeds.
That's
along.
What I thought. I think this is something different because this was
yeah,
just
okay.
a news story from
this does
yesterday, July 17th.
That is nuts.
Yeah. So this guy's, at first he was just trying to keep his lawn nice because he wasn't allowed to water, but now he says he does it year round because it saves him on a water bill.
Yeah, I would too, I guess. You know, I mean, if the neighbors cared that much. You know, rather than watering it, if that was the alternative, it would be cost effective.
Exactly. Too fucking funny.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear that Sylvester Stallone's son died?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't hear that until just yesterday.
Yeah. Well, it happened just a few days ago.
They said possible drug overdose.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
I believe it.
And I didn't even know that he has a 36-year-old son.
Yeah.
I remember him younger being Rambo's son in Rambo.
Son of Rambo.
Or no, he's Rocky's son in Rocky V.
Oh.
He was a little Balboa.
With Tommy, what's his face? Tommy Gunn?
Tommy Chong.
What, did he fight Tommy Chong
he's
in Rocky
V? He's like, hey,
five?
Man, I just wanted to smoke some pot, and he started punching me in the face. Cheech was his manager. He's like, come on, man, get out there and fucking smack him right in the face.
Did you hear about the new scams going on? There is coupon
There's
scams.
There's always a new scam.
Dude,
I don't know
these
about coupon
three
scam.
Ladies got busted for the largest coupon scam. They were buying a... They were having their coupons printed in Mexico, but they were fake. They were like free dog food, $4 off of this. And they had $25 to $30 million worth of fake coupons. And
what?
as I'm watching this on TV.
Million? Did you say million?
Yeah, $25 to $30 million worth of fake coupons. And as I'm watching this on TV and I'm seeing video clips of earlier in the day or a couple days earlier,
right.
them being busted. Right? I go to the website that they say, and the website's still up. SavvyShopperSite.com.
And you can still get the free coupon, or they're not free?
No, they're not free. You have to buy the coupons.
But they were free to them because they were stolen, or fake.
They were fake. Yeah, they just printed them up, and they're fake. And
so they're not probably honored at any of the places that they say
they're honored, but because the grocery store wouldn't know any different.
Right. Well, unless it didn't come up in their scanner.
Yeah, but, I mean, they don't have the scanner bars or whatever. They're just not, you know, your average employee at a check stand wouldn't be trained. They'd probably just go, oh,
boop.
Yeah, and, boop. You know, and even the managers boop. Probably would just figure boop. It's a coupon. Boop. I can't remember what it was. Boop. Something had, boop. Did, boop. I think it was Purina, had printed 250 coupons for free dog food.
Wow.
And they had...
That's how many they distributed, and they had 2,700 actually redeemed out of 250.
Wow. There's a lot of pet owners out there, I guess.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, you know, there's 10 times more redeemed than they actually printed.
Yeah.
So it's... There's something going on.
Yeah, something's fucky.
But it almost makes me think, man, I sold coupons on eBay for a while because it was easy feedback.
Oh, easy feedback.
Yeah, but it was not economical.
Easy peasy. Somebody said that at the fair. Easy peasy. Yeah.
Did you punch them? Like,
no, they were working at a booth, so I couldn't. I was like, hey, could I get whipped cream with that? And she's like, no problem. Easy peasy. And I'm like, you fucking bitch. I don't even want the hot chocolate now. First, you wouldn't give it to me for free, and now you're giving me easy peasy? Well, I don't know where we are, but I got some extra plugs, so we might start now.
All right. I just got one question for you, though. Did you hear about the new feline phenomenon going on?
No, but I love cats.
Yeah, do you have a cat?
Yes, and I missed her dearly while I was gone camping, and she missed me
you
too.
You know what you could have done? You could have got your cat scanned.
I bought a cat scanner. It's for putting pictures of your kitty on the funny websites. They should make those. Got a funny picture of your cat? No. Buy a cat scanner.
They should.
You just scan your cat, and they're under there going,
yeah, it just has toys that attracts the cat on it,
yeah,
and then just scans whenever there's weight on it.
And it would just be like them. Yeah. It would be like an undershot of their belly.
I like when you go to ratemypoo.com and there's like cat pictures on there, like batting the poo around in the bowl.
Rate my poo?
Yeah, you should check that side out.
Dude. Maybe I will. Well, speaking of rating my poo, this Friday in 2 days, the July 20th Lamefest, Shit will be playing there.
Shit?
They're a band includes Aaron from the Athearchists, and they just got off a tour with the Mentors. And
being mentored.
Yeah, so it's Friday, July 20th, up by Salem on right off Highway 22. There'll be signs. It's called the A-Frame. There's like 20 bands with punk, metal, death metal, rap, hip-hop, some house music, and a dedicated stage for comedy. Yep, you might hear some dubstep. But they said, no, it's not dubstep. It's drumstep.
There's over 100 subgenres of electronica. I looked it up.
Yep. So that's all day Friday. Starts at noon. It's free. It's all ages. Not lame.
Yeah.
All day, July 20th. And then the next night, this Saturday night, Junior Ramey at the Dixie. Go check out that. I think, is that put together by Dave and those guys, or is it just a Dixie thing?
I think it's Dave putting it on.
And then we got some pretty big names in comedy coming to Oregon. Our good stoner buddy Doug Benson will be at Helium on July 25th, next Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Maria Bamford, she was on that comedian.
Bam!
You know her? She talks in kind of an old lady voice. Yeah, she's doing her Comedy Central CD taping.
Bam!
At Helium.
Bird.
So if you want to be heard laughing or clapping in the background, August 7th and 8th.
Right on.
Metal comedian Brian Posehn, love that guy.
Uh-huh.
August 16th through 18th, you can catch like 2 shows a day, 3 days. So yeah, I think he's doing 6 shows.
Yeah.
And then one of my favorite SNL alums and Weed cast member, Kevin Nealon. What'd you talk about, Kevin Nealon? Come back here, Kevin Nealon. September 8th and 9th. And so that's the comedy rundown. And then, of course, you might want to mention, or I will, August 4th, Wow Hall.
Yeah, that's going to be a great show.
Yeah, who's playing at that?
Awake and Strange Dichotomy, Sons of Confusion, and Catechist. It's going to be a benefit for the Wow Hall. I'd expect it to be $8 advance, $10 at the door, or maybe there's a discount going on if you get them from the bands or something.
And that's the Wow Hall in Eugene.
Wow Hall in Eugene.
291 Lincoln. It's all ages. I think it'll start about 8 o'clock. And Awake is actually in the competition for the Battle of the Warp Tour.
Yeah.
With 30-pound test.
Yep. They're playing on the 20th, I do believe. And if they win that, then they get on the bill on the 21st at the 30-pound test. And then the winner of that night goes on to
another
the finals.
Round. Yeah, it's a long, drawn-out process.
And then the winner of that, I do believe, gets to open up. But there's like a Hollywood band and stuff in there, too.
Hell yeah. And then speaking of 30-pound test, and Zach, who will be our guest on Friday, he's got his Vermin Fest coming up on the 11th.
Yes.
And that is a production, a joint effort between Sick Daddy and Willamette Valley Music and Vermin Productions.
Yes.
10 bands, $10 or $5 with 3 cans of food. It's a fundraiser for the food bank.
It starts, get some food brought in.
Starts at 2:30, and then if you feel like taking off early and being a dick to the bands that are headlining, like We Have Guns and Wolf Pussy, you could head over to the Dixie, or just wait till it's done and then go down there, shovel
over
belts
to the
play,
Dixie.
We got three
like an
shows.
After party, it'll be fun. Yeah, and then there's Psycho Stock over in Sweet Home if you're over in that area where Catechist and the Berated and those guys will be putting on a good show.
And then Norska's going to be up in Portland on the 13th of August, which is a Monday, but they're touring bands. There's some touring bands coming through at Rocher, which my spell checker or predictive text said that they're playing with Torches and Lozenge, but it's not Lozenge, it's Lozen, and it's not at Torture, it's at Rocher. It's 21 and over, it's the 13th, it's 9 p.m., $10 advance, $12 at the door, and that's at 315 Southeast 3rd in Portland. And the last one I got is August 18th, Norska will be playing in their own stomping grounds down at the Dixie with Diesto and the Nether Regions. Great chance to check out those bands for free.
Yeah, dude, you got to check out that show.
9 p.m., 21 and over. Feel free to give them a couple bucks. These bands are coming down from Portland.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time down there at the Dixie.
Support local bands.
Dixie Creek Saloon.
I have a few things I'd like to throw out there real quick.
Throw them out. We got time.
We need an image. Season 2 of the TagCast is going to start sometime around middle of August, and we would like to have a fresh image for our new season. So if anybody wants to put some time in and throw something up towards us, that would be cool. We may use it.
I would be super stoked with a caricature
type that would be
drawing.
Cool. Or even just our heads overdubbed on something, just to be, you know, or the caricature would be awesome.
Yeah, if you can draw someone's face to where you look at the picture and say, whoa, that's so-and-so. Like, we went to Seattle a few years ago, and me and my wife were down on a boardwalk there, and we got a guy. It was $20 or something, and he just did it with a few Sharpies, and it looks fucking cool. I was like, I look at it and say, that actually looks like me. So
yeah, maybe we'll just have to go down to the State Fair or something.
Yeah. Well, it'd be better if we had a friend do it for us, I think.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
But I don't know.
Yeah, and also, it says we don't have enough ratings to display a rating on iTunes, so I encourage our listeners to get over there and rate us on iTunes. Just click on the stars as a 5-star. You know, it's easiest because it's most to the right.
If you really hate us, though, you can give us a 2-star.
No, if you don't listen to us, why would you
just give us a rating that said these guys are idiots and they don't even know what they're talking about? Half of their information is false.
I'll be okay.
But then give us 5 stars.
Yeah, and if you send us a comment at contact@tagcast.com, right?
Yeah.
No, contact@tagcastpodcast.com. Is that what I said?
You didn't.
All right, but that's the right one.
I backed you up when you were wrong.
Yeah, send us a comment or something, and we'll enter you into a prize package. We'll send you something, including Dan Kroll's, is it his latest CD?
I think it's his only one yet. You're going to put
Non-Formula Equinox.
You're going to put them into a package?
Yeah, I'm going to put them into a package and then kick them in.
That's right.
Package.
Order Before Midnight tonight. You have won the chance to be locked into a cardboard box and shipped across the United States to yourself.
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right. Well, then I think that we're just about done. Tune in on Friday, where our special guest, Zach Rowe, will be telling us stuff about what's going on with him and his band that we were just talking about. So thanks for listening, you guys. It's a hump day, so get out there and maybe do some humping. That's right.
Yeah.
Special thanks to Floyd again for the outro.
Yep.
We might get a new one at the end of season 2, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds cool.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. See you Friday.
Yep. Rock on.
And
podcast.com.
Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No,
you say. You love them? You sick fucker. Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. printable office pools for sports fans.